Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Tom O'Brien, the president of the Americas and the EMEA division of Aristocrat Technologies, about how the company has continued to be the market leader in innovations.
This podcast is sponsored by Pavilion Payments, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at pavilionpayments.com.
Tom O'Brien has a long history in the casino industry. Starting as a low-level slot employee at a casino in Atlantic City, he moved to the supplier side a few years later and today has reached the pinnacle as president of Aristocrats Americas and EMEA division. He has been with the company as it introduced the phenomenally successful Buffalo Series, Lightning Link, and all the other offshoots of those. With a background in sales, O'Brien credits the development teams for the products and his colleagues in sales for the success of Aristocrat. He spoke with me at the Aristocrat offices in Las Vegas in December. Tom, great to see you. We just were talking about how long we've known each other, and that makes me feel really old, you know.
about 40 years now, right? So exactly. 40 years in gaming for me this year, and I think we've known each other close to 40 years.
No question. We started back in Atlantic City when we were both slaving away for the operators back there. But it's great to see the point that you've made in your career. It's really, really exciting. So what have been the high points for you since being the head of this division for the last couple of years?
Yeah, high points. Thinking you know everything and you don't. Learning about that. Running an unbelievable business. As you and I talked, I think, right when I started as president, that, you know, hey, what are you going to do to keep this business running? And that's, you know, I made fun of it, said, don't screw it up. Yeah. Well, you know, hasn't been easy, but it's been great. The employees are second to none.
As you know,
we've talked about doing our motto right now is our employees, our customers, our business, Focus on your employees and you can get the work done.
Well, you have such great talent, you know, in this company to begin with. When you just starting with the R&D people with Kamikawa and Scott Olive and those that level of people, and I know they attract, you know, great people as well. So you know, how have you been able to manage the talent in that division?
Yeah, we all work together, right? So we have Matt Primer, who heads up our division of design and development. Mm-hmm. So he heads up D&D. Matt does a fabulous job, and he manages all those folks very well, and then our commercial strategy folks work with that group as well. I have the pleasure of just getting to catch up meetings with them and seeing some of the new products coming out. So it's been a lot of fun for me. I mean, honestly, our design and development team is probably second to none.
Yeah, no question about that. I mean, everywhere you go to the Eilers Krejcik Awards, and it's Aristocrat one after another. So
that's the fun part of this.
So that's a little frustrating for your competitors, but hey, that already has made them get better for sure. So you've been at the top of the slot market for your entire time with this company, and you oversee these vital markets. What do you contribute to the success of these markets?
Well, as we just discussed, most of it's our design development team. Always got to give them the credit. Our employees who have stepped in, you know, you and I talked about this right throughout COVID, the resiliency of the whole team doing it. Market's never easy, right? It changes constantly. I think we've just been very, very lucky to hold on to that spot. We work very hard at it, and so I can't say sometimes you make your luck, right? So we do that as well, but it's been a crazy time.
Well, you know, we've been following Aristocrat for all the years, since it came to the U.S. from Australia with, people like Len Ainsworth, who founded the company, and then Des Randall and Jamie and now Hector. They're, you know, it's just an incredible progression of leadership, and of course, your leadership on top of that. So, but when you look back on it, when you see the success of the company, and I've tried to pinpoint, and Frank and I have had this argument, Frank Legato, you know, what's the most important product that you brought out? Was it Buffalo or Lightning Link? What's your opinion of that?
Yeah, I think it's a combination, right? So the company did, I was with the company back in 2004 through 7, and we came out with the Buffalo product, and the Buffalo product didn't have much zing to it, right? And as it started taking off, the product started kicking, And I think they utilized that to their advantage, which was great by the company. And then watching them come out with Lightning Link, obviously, which was a home run. And then Dragon Link just took it right over the top. I think those three products combined with now the way we redesigned our design development teams, our studios, they all do a fabulous job. And everyone since then has contributed some type of product that's made us number one.
Right.
And every time you read the Eilers reports, as you know, we have a product that's number one.
Right.
And it's not just one studio anymore. It's everyone.
Right. So when we first met, you were with an operator, and then you transitioned to the supply side. And you've worked for a couple of the really big companies in the business, and now you landed as leading this America's division for Aristocrat. So did that experience on the operator side really help you understand what your clients wanted?
Yeah, it's funny you said that. I was asked that question about a week ago, so I'd say yes. It helped quite a bit, right? Even though I get teased a lot about how long I've been doing this, right? They'll tell you you've been doing it for 80 years and those kind of things. When I was an operator for about 11 years, I started at the very bottom as a slot mechanic and then worked my way up and to becoming a shift manager at Taj Mahal before it changed over. But that helped greatly because I got a better understanding of what kind of products are on the floor, how you work with nowadays with MSP and SSP. It always helps us out.
Right.
You know, the one thing I've learned not to do, though, is go out and tell everybody that you know everything because you don't.
Right, sure.
Right. You learn something new every day. And a lot of these operators are very, very bright at how they set their floors up nowadays. So it has changed a lot for me, but it still helps me in the end.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly changed in terms of, all the technology that's come in since you were on the operations side. But being on this side, you have to figure out what's going to work for them, I guess, right?
Yeah. Look, you know, and one of the things that's funny about this products as you go through time, remember, I got my degree in slot electronics.
Right.
When was that? I don't even remember. 1982, I think. And then you look in today's market, you know, you look inside the cabinets. And inside the cabinet itself, you look and say, wow, where is everything, right? You know, you have no more hoppers, no more coin necks, no more coin rails. You have nothing,
right?
But there's still a lot to be said for the product that's developed, right? Everything's always changing. Size of the cabinets, size of the screens, different button decks that put everything out nowadays. So I think keeping up with that is very, very important. So I've tried to just continue to keep on learning as I go along with it.
Sure, absolutely. So how do you interact with the other departments? You mentioned D&D and the sales force. I mean, you got some great salespeople on your staff as well. Do you blend them together, or do they kind of stand up separately?
Try not to.
No, I'm
kidding, really. What's important to us is we have a great sales team.
Sure.
Right? I love my sales team, probably the best I've ever worked with in all the years I've been doing it, and I have a great leader in sales. So what we try to do with that is we have our D&D teams go out as much as we can to learn the market as they continue to keep doing and evolving.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, we'll combine that group up together and send them out just to make sure that we are giving the customers the right treatment that they deserve to hear from us. Is the product right?
Right.
Are we giving you the right sale product? Are we giving you the right gaming ops product? So those types of things are important.
So how do you interact with Hector Fernandez when it comes to developing a strategy for the company going forward?
He's done a great job, as you well know.
Sure.
I think he's been here almost 5 years now. One thing we do is we meet every week.
Mm-hmm.
He calls it a BLT, you know, business leadership team. But we get together every week, and strategically you're always talking about where we are in the markets.
Sure.
That's all markets too, Roger. That's not just the North America market, right? It's also not the market I control, which is Latin America and EMEA.
Mm-hmm.
It's also talking about Asia. You know, Asia's doing very well for us.
Yeah.
And Australia, New Zealand, you've got Australasia doing very well.
Sure.
Right? So we're always talking about strategies that can help each other out.
Mm-hmm.
But we do it through the business leadership team.
Right, okay.
Keeps us in check.
Yeah, no question about that. So the bulk of your career has been in sales. How does that contribute to what you're doing right now?
I think it's helped out greatly for me to better understand the overall company's position and how we go to the market with our customers, right? What will they want? What won't they want?
Right.
What do they like price-wise? What do they like competitors price-wise? How can I compete with them? you know, I spent a lot of years out there in on the commercial sales side, sure, as you right. know, and it taught me a lot about mm-hmm. the business. So right. I don't know how many people have been in this position that have been, you know, actually commercial sales. Sure, so I'm really right. proud of that fact.
It's usually accountants, you know.
it usually is. And Hector was an accountant. Right. So,
yeah.
But I think it probably leads the way for future folks to be able to do that as well, sure. right? It's not just a position. This job I have now is not just a position for an accountant, mm-hmm. right? Or to that somebody to that effect. Commercial leadership is important, right? So what we do every day, I think, between myself and my commercial team means the world to us.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's helped out greatly.
Yeah, no question. And being in sales, you had to have, you know, multiple meetings with clients at all time. How do you handle your customers right now? Do you have to have meetings with them? Walk me through one of those meetings and how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, look, you've been around a long time. You know the customers. They're each one is different. Mm-hmm. There are no customers right. the same. You know, I was taught a long time ago, it's like any golf shot. No golf shot's the same, right?
Right, yeah.
I don't think there's a customer out there that's the same. They're all unique right. in their own way. So we've had to handle our strategies very differently with each and every customer mm-hmm. based on size,
right?
right? Based on locations. Sure. But we've done a good job at that, right? The team's gotten together, and again, strategically, I think we've done a good job of that.
And how about when the leadership of a company changes? I guess you have to go back in there and reintroduce yourself, but you probably know everybody who's the new leadership.
Not everybody, not anymore, yeah, right? Yeah, like, I mean, true, the market changes quite a bit, as you all know.
I was walking through G2E this year, and usually I knew 50% of the people there. This time, I barely knew anybody.
It's crazy how fast the markets change.
Right?
We've spent a lot of time out there, as you all know. I went back to that story with you, with Hector, when Hector first started the business. He and I went out and traveled the road quite a bit together. And even then, you know, I knew a lot of folks, but I also met a lot of new folks along the way. And as I said to you earlier, you know, some of these folks, they come out, they're brilliant.
Yeah,
they've
sure.
got a lot of great ideas. Yeah. So it's fun to get to know them all.
Yeah.
Not easy to get out there as it used to be, but right. I try my best because it's what I love to do the most.
Yeah, yeah.
I love being out in the field.
Yeah, no question. It's good to get that face-to-face with people for sure. So, you know, you mentioned how much the technology has changed. How do you keep up with all those changes? I mean, you know, sometimes that's getting down to the weeds pretty far.
You mean me and myself?
Yeah.
Yeah. My brain doesn't function like it used to. Right. So the technology is crazy. Yeah. But it's actually, I mean, if you talk about technology game-wise, it's gotten a lot simpler, I think, mm-hmm. than the old days, right? The game itself.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about the products to go with the game, right. you know, from systems
sure.
to iGaming to cashless to right. all those things, yeah, that's not as easy, right? You've got to study it and learn it, and sometimes they're crash courses.
Yeah, right? Sure.
Fortunately for us, we have some time when COVID came around, we got a chance to start taking a look a little harder at cashless gaming.
Hector explained how you were prepared for that. For sure.
Yeah, but it gave us a better understanding of how cashless works, right? Right. Now we, as you well know, sports betting's come out in I think 20 plus states now we're at, right? You've got iGaming now, I think it's 7 states, so you're still learning all those products as you go out there, and as you know, we're in the midst of doing some things ourselves. So.
Sure, sure. Yeah, the iGaming effort that Aristocrat is putting out there is pretty impressive as well. Yeah, I know it's pretty early in its career here, but how do you approach that? I mean, do you interact with them, the iGaming people?
Yeah, we do. We try to interact all together as a team, right? So when you have 3 divisions, as you well know in this company, right? You have your Pixel United, your gaming, and you have Anaxi. Anaxi handles our systems and our iGaming division. We are doing more work together now than we ever have, right? There's a lot of importance to combining the efforts to make that happen.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be real successful for us. You probably have seen it. I know where you're from because I'm from the same area, so you've seen it, I'm sure.
Sure, right. Yeah, when I go back to New Jersey, I play online, you know, as much as I can just to become familiar with what's happening.
Yeah, I think our Buffalo games was top rated in the last month or so. Yeah. It's gotten to the top of the charts. So I think the sky's the limit for that.
Right. So you mentioned cashless. I mean, it's kind of like ticket in, ticket out. That was kind of like, is that going to work or not?
Yeah.
And the customers, the players themselves, don't really seem to be embracing it completely at this point. How are you guys approaching that?
Slowly.
Yeah.
I think that part of it slowed down a little bit for us, right? As you all know, we do have some partners we're doing it with, and I think it's going very well. I'd like to see the market move a little quicker on it. Like ticket, you mentioned ticket in, ticket out. If you remember back then, again, I'm probably aging the both of us a little bit, but you know, I remember when Texas Station out here did that big field trial and the customers were screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
And, you know, 2 years later, mm-hmm. nobody wants to touch the coins.
Sure.
They all want the tickets. I think that's changed a lot. I thought it was going to happen myself with cashless, but it didn't happen as fast as I thought.
Right.
But I still think it's going to evolve. It's just going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah, I think the same thing with ticket in, ticket out. And then now, of course, it's all on your card.
You
don't need a ticket.
Yeah.
They just transfer it right to your card. And, I think that's going to happen eventually, just because it's so easy to do for the players.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's a necessary evil, unfortunately. Yeah. We have to have that next.
So we're coming up to the end of the year. What are your priorities for 2024?
Yeah, continue to drive this giant ship, right? Like it's been a lot of fun.
Right.
It's a lot of hard work, but I totally enjoy what I do, and I love the employees, right? So, just keep prioritizing our employees first, right? Then keep taking the business to new heights.
Yeah,
I think it's a lot of fun. Like I said, I'm the luckiest person in the world to have this team, and especially the design team, second to none.
And I think personally, you've got your daughter in the business now too, and she's doing a great job. She's getting a lot of recognition. You know, she's one of the main drivers in Global Gaming Women, which I think is important. So how proud are you of what she's accomplished?
It's unbelievable. What she's done is nothing short of miraculous. She's crazy good. She's a lot smarter than I ever will be, or was. She's been here longer than I have. She's been with the Aristocrat for about 8 years, and I'm just approaching my fourth.
Yeah.
So she just moved over to design and development. Mm-hmm. She loves what she's doing.
Yeah.
I think she'll be real successful there. I'm super proud of her. I mean, the interview she did at Global Gaming Women with Sandra Douglas Morgan was fantastic.
Yeah.
I just loved it. I was there for it, so I wouldn't miss it.
Well, you can see how smart she is when you listen to her, and she really understands this business inside and out. So.
She got it from her mother.
Well, Tom, congratulations on being named one of our 25 people to watch.
Thank you.
You were right at the top of the list when it came to our editorial advisory board, choosing the group that we have this year, which is a fantastic group of people. So putting you in the list there really, really is good for me because we've known each other for such a long time.
Well, I really appreciate it. I'm very honored. Thank you very much. And thanks to everyone for this. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the time, and we'll check out with you next year when you reach new heights here.
I look forward to it. Let's do it again soon.
Great.
Take care.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, sponsored by Pavilion Payments. Learn more about the full suite of gaming solutions available at pavilionpayments.com. To learn more about the topic we just discussed, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.